In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, a podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
I'm going to say two words, and you're going to connect it to Star Trek.
You know I can do that with basically any two words.
I know.
In the English language, probably a couple of like Spanish words.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
Nurse
any
Ratched.
Language. Oh, so Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. I didn't say Kai Wynn. Okay, there
yeah,
we go.
Yeah. So the end. Thanks for listening. Anyway, Nurse Ratched is a character that was introduced in Cuckoo's Nest.
And which, I mean, on an entirely separate podcast, we can get that. If you've never seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, there's a reason why it won Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Film. Like, it's
want a chicken salad sandwich.
It's Jack Nicholson at his Nicholas Soniest. Is that if that's an adjective?
I really love. I don't remember which one it was, but he did an Edgar Allan Poe, Vincent Price movie when he was quite the young lad, and I always thought that performance was entertaining.
He's also in an episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Like, there's a lot of stuff of wee Jack.
Yeah. So, by the way, isn't Jack Nicholson along with Eric Clapton, I know for sure, but isn't Jack Nicholson another person who their mom was maybe just 14 or 15 years older than them, but he was raised thinking that his mom was his sister? Isn't he one of those?
I don't know. I know that Jack Nicholson is. I'm not sure about the other one.
Oh, well, I am sure about
Eric
Clapton.
Oh, Jack Nicholson definitely is.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I find that fascinating.
It's, well, I mean, it
just
was
a little aside. It was a different time.
Yes.
Just a little aside.
But, I mean, Talk about like sitting down and finding that out one day. Oh, by the way, your sister's your mom and your grandma's your mother. What?
I know. I have a lot of questions. Anyway.
Deep Space Nine.
Kai Wynn played Nurse Ratched. Okay. Now we have Mary Poppins playing Nurse Ratched. Nurse Ratched is, now, I'm not going to say reimagined, but Nurse Ratched is now a TV show on Netflix. And it is, I'm not going to say it's so much film noir. It is a highly stylized television show with profound uses of color and shots. They're not just telling the story in a way that you can follow it along. This is a very visual show.
I can see that.
And
quite literally.
Yeah. So it's also, it's not a happy show.
No. I mean, no. If you have read the book or the play or seen the film or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is not a, it's not a happy movie. Like, there's a lot of funny things that happen in it, but I would describe the ending as quite the downer.
Mm-hmm. And it's superbly done.
The
oh,
film,
wait,
and I'm assuming
why did I, why did I think this? You know why? I know why I thought it. And I kept thinking, oh, she looks so different. That's not who Nurse Ratched is. You have to see the outfit and know why my mind made the jump and said, that's Nurse Ratched. And I kept thinking, she just doesn't look like it. It's Sarah Paulson is Nurse Ratched. But here, I mean, from here, if you have her, she was totally glammed. And then I thought, Mary Poppins is Nurse Ratched? She's not.
Not. Emily Blunt, Mary Poppins Returns, Mary Poppins.
Yes, like, yes, just, yes, sorry.
Yeah,
Mary Poppins Returns, yes.
Not Julie Andrews. Like, I'm trying to make sure that I'm making the mental connections.
Now I have to see a side-by-side. I mean, did I just lose my mind? And
no, I think, I mean, they're both of a similar build. And, like, if, you know, in the right situation, I could see that being, like,
oh,
mixed
okay,
up.
Yeah.
And I mean, and Sarah Paulson, all due respect, yeah.
See? Okay, I'm not insane. They could certainly be cast as sisters.
Because I think, I mean, all due respect to Sarah Paulson. Like, I mean, she's had, what was it, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. She was in, what is it, The American Horror Story?
Mm-hmm.
I believe as well. Like, she's had her own respective career. She hasn't been Mary Poppins that I'm aware of, but.
I just thought when I saw it, I said, well, how does she have time to do that? First of all, she's married to John Krasinski, and they did The Quiet Place, too. How did she have time to film all of this? That's all I could think of. I'm watching Ratchet, and I'm thinking of John Krasinski.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, and you know, she, you know, did that, you know, Mary Poppins Return. She's working. She's a working.
You're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about what's worth watching, and Sarah Paulson is Nurse Ratchet, and I am a moron. Here's the thing. This is the backstory of how Nurse Ratchet of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest came to be. And so this television show was taken from Cuckoo's Nest and just built around it. There's not a book about her or anything. It's just the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Not unlike what they did with Bates Motel,
mm-hmm.
Hannibal. Like, I can see the allure of taking like an iconic character or a legendary character and kind of saying, okay, you know, we meet them in this film and we get to, you know, we get to hang out with them for 2 hours. Like, but how does a person, like, you don't, you're not born into the world and like, you know, that's what you're just like, oh, well, I'm going to do this and be sinister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you get an individual there? And especially in a TV series, like you can really kind of sink your teeth into the meat like of that, because I'm going to go ahead and say like Nurse Ratchet, like she's kind of ornery. In that movie,
how do you
what's your path to get to that?
Well, you know, what I found the most fascinating about how her character is portrayed is she won't be stopped. And you know how they say, if you just act with confidence, most people will buy it. And that's what she does. She acts with, she's so prepared for things that she wants to do or jobs she wants to get. She might manipulate a little, but 90% of it, she's acting with confidence. And they go, well, of course we'll do this.
She sounds like she
totally sounds legit. And it's really, really extraordinary. And it already has a 2-season series order. Now, I can tell you this. You don't want to watch this with the kids around because it's disturbing.
Not for nothing. One flew over the Cuckoo's Nest is not like, you know, mm-hmm. the thing you want the whole family to sit around and, you know, get the buttered popcorn and what have you, like, either. So that makes enough sense.
And I haven't watched the whole series yet, but in the pilot, she goes to an asylum where the doctor is actually studying the mind and how he believes people can get better. And this interests her greatly because she knows that in her mind, things are dark. And she wants to learn more about herself and others. But she has a motive, and she gets herself a job. And it's extraordinary.
I definitely buy that it's dark in there.
Oh, yeah.
Man, do I buy it. Like, I would buy, like, that check will cash right there.
Yes, right there. So this is very much an adult show, and it's highly stylized, but not in a way that it is distracting. A lot of it is just, I guess it's beautifully shot, but they do things like long shots, and she is in a yellow suit in front of a white building, and they're pulled way back on a crane.
So they're letting the cinematographer, like, just, they're letting him have some fun.
A lot of it's like that, and it's just, you can watch Ratchet without following the story if you focus on the costuming and on the cinematography, because the story is kind of disturbing. And you might want to watch it without paying attention to the story, just going, how are they doing that shot? Because if you really get sucked into it, it's a psychological thriller that is very disturbing.
And you might, you know, lose a couple of minutes of sleep.
That kind of thing.
It's going to get in your head.
And really, not the kind of thing where you want to just have on out in the living room and kids can walk in and out. This is a very much, I'll watch it in the bedroom with the door shut type of thing.
If I'm cooking, like, I don't mind having Frasier on, like, in the tele. But, yeah, there's a lot of shows that I'm just sitting there going, well, that's probably not. That's not what I want to put on there.
Like, no, it is not.
I mean, for the same reason, I'm not just like, when's the last time I watched Schindler's List?
For instance, I think it was about 4 years ago, I thought, I'm going to reintroduce the children to Seinfeld, because they don't remember, being newborns, that the live TV went from The Simpsons at 5 to 5:30 and Seinfeld, I think, at 5:30 to 6, and that is when I fed them.
That was a great syndicated block
right
there.
It really was. So they'd seen Seinfeld, but they weren't really up on it. And so I said, hey, I'm gonna see if you remember any Seinfeld.
Occasionally you do forget that there's some reasonably mature...
You pick the wrong one. And it was the Spongeworthy one.
I mean, that's...
Or it was the contest. Either way, it was one of those two.
Those were the two that... Yeah. I was going to guess contest.
And I just picked it at random. And so, I guess it was the contest. It didn't matter. I made an error. And I kept thinking, oh, I don't remember. Oh,
if
and it was
I was
like, shut it off.
If I was going to be mortified to show my children an episode of Seinfeld, that would be the one that I think mortification would definitely... increase.
Yeah. Should have gone to the Chinese restaurant.
Or getting lost in the parking garage.
No, they're just, and then they're asking me questions like, turn it off.
What have I done?
And we're done. So anyway, don't let that happen to you with Ratched. But much like Mrs. Maisel on Amazon, the specificity of the costuming is glorious. It really is. And I enjoyed that immensely.
It's nice when you can really get to, like, there's not just one thing that's wonderful about a show. And, like, letting the costume department and, you know, cinematography, like, letting them kind of have their own fun with it. Like, at the bare minimum, will visually enrich your show. And from what you're describing to me, like, especially with the kind of grueling mentality
kind
of it.
Yeah.
It's nice to have that visual feast to fall back on while you're like, oh, this is terrible. This is the world we live in. Well, look at that yellow. That really pops.
That's exactly what I thought. That really pops. And the silhouette and the... It's like, wow, that looks great. This is terrible.
Got it going on. Oh, dear, you're a terrible person.
Yeah. So Ratched is interesting. And if it's your kind of thing, I think you'll really enjoy it. It certainly is well-made television. And... it's just not the feel-good hit of the year. That's all.
I think, yeah, that's definitely on the DVD jacket.
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.